Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Jodi Wellman's You Only Die Once, which is somehow one of the most joyful books I've read in ages, even though it's literally about death. Sophie, did it make you uncomfortable at first, or was it just me?
Oh, totally uncomfortable in the best way. Jodi Wellman doesn't let you hide. Right from the start, she's like, most of us are sleepwalking through life, and we need to stop. And it's not morbid. It's actually this lively, funny call to arms. I loved it.
Yeah, that's exactly what got me. She opens with this idea that we're all just surviving, not really living. We wake up, go through the motions, check off obligations, and tell ourselves we'll do the big stuff later. But later might not come.
And she doesn't leave you there. She gives you this exercise where you calculate roughly how many weeks you have left based on average life expectancy. Then you visualize those weeks as a pile of coins that you're spending. It's jarring, but it's not meant to freak you out. It's what she calls productive discomfort.
Right? I actually did the math. I've already used up a scary number of those coins. But instead of panicking, I felt this weird sense of clarity. Like, okay, I can't afford to waste any more on things that don't matter. That's a powerful shift.
Exactly. And she talks about adopting a deathbed perspective, imagining yourself at the very end, looking back. What would you regret? What would you wish you'd done differently? Then you start aligning your present choices with that imagined future self.
That part really stuck with me. I kept thinking about that version of me who's 90 and looking back, and I don't want her to be disappointed. It's like she's giving me permission to make the hard choices now.
And she's very practical about it. She doesn't just say, seize the day in vague terms. She has this whole section on micro-risks, small acts of courage that push you out of your comfort zone. Like striking up a conversation with a stranger, or signing up for a class in something you know nothing about.
I love that. Because if you wait until you feel ready for the big risks, you'll never move. She says the perfect moment is a myth. We always think we need more money, more confidence, more skills. But action itself generates the clarity we think we need beforehand.
And she's honest about fear. She doesn't tell you to eliminate it. She says befriend it. She borrows this stoic practice called fear setting, where you write down your worst case scenario and then figure out how you'd cope. Usually it's not as catastrophic as your brain imagines.
Yeah, and the cost of inaction is almost always higher than the cost of failure. That's the line that hit me hardest. We avoid the small discomfort of a risk, but then we end up with the huge pain of regret. That's a trade-off I don't want to make anymore.
She also talks about the trap of waiting. So many of us hold ourselves back waiting for the right conditions. But Wellman says, start before you feel ready. Embrace imperfection. That's where the growth happens.
And she's not just preaching. She shares her own story of leaving a secure career to find something more meaningful. That made it feel like a conversation with a friend who's been through it, not a guru on a mountaintop.
Exactly. And she weaves in this idea that real satisfaction comes from connection and contribution. It's not just about individual achievement. She encourages you to audit your relationships and invest deeply in the people who matter.
Yeah, and she has this whole thing about embracing discomfort. If you're not feeling some struggle or uncertainty, you're probably not growing. She says to seek out experiences that stretch you, travel alone, learn a new skill, have that tough conversation.
And she's also big on play and joy. She argues we've forgotten how to play as adults, and that's a loss because it keeps us curious and present. She says to rediscover what brought you joy as a child and do that again.
I actually tried that. I started drawing again just for fun, not to be good at it. And it's amazing how much that small act wakes up something in you. It's like reconnecting with a part of yourself you'd put away.
That's exactly it. The book is basically a wake-up call to stop numbing out with busy work and distraction. She advocates for carving out stillness, even just a few minutes a day. To hear your own inner voice. That's where clarity comes from.
So the one thing I'm taking away is this. I keep a stack of coins metaphor in my head now. Every week, I spend one. And I want to make sure I'm spending it on something that actually matters to the person I want to be at the end.
And if you want to go deeper into Wellman's ideas or explore more books like this, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app. You can read or listen to over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles in any language, and it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Really worth checking out. For me, the whole point of You Only Die Once is that accepting your mortality is the most freeing thing you can do. It lets you stop waiting and start living on your own terms. We'll see you in the next one.